You are standing in front of the Mendelssohn Monument near St. Thomas's Church. It commemorates one of the most important composers of the 19th century. But what was the man behind the monument really like? Let's travel back to the 1840s. Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy conducted the Gewandhaus Orchestra and taught at the Leipzig Conservatoire. Among his closest friends was Ferdinand David, concertmaster of the Gewandhaus Orchestra, as well as a violinist, composer, and teacher. Some of the letters they exchanged have survived to this day.
Felix, don't tell me you're writing to me again.
Too late.
Well then, just this once, I'll reply in person.
You won't get out of it that easily. Write to me very, very soon, and write a great deal. I beg you most earnestly.
But we'll be seeing each other again tomorrow anyway.
That's true. And yet sometimes only a letter will do.
Is that why you keep every letter?
Not every single one. But I do reread some of them years later. This one, for example. While I have written a new and rather long psalm in a very short time, and so far I am exceptionally pleased with it.
I do remember that letter, and the psalm even more so.
Back then, I had no idea it would stay with us for so long.
I even use it in my teaching now, and each time I discover something new.
I'm glad to hear that.
You used to talk constantly about your next concert. These days, you talk almost as much about your students.
They certainly keep me on my toes.
That sounds like you.
Sometimes I don't even stop to think about it. There's always something else to do.
That's why you need people to rein you in now and then. And what about Cecile? Does she at least remind you to go home once in a while?
Usually. And surprisingly enough, she's often right.
Then you ought to do what she says.
You're probably right.
All right, then. I'll let you get on with your writing.
And I'll be waiting for your reply.
Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy and Ferdinand David shared a close friendship for many years. Together, they shaped musical life in Leipzig, first at the Gewandhaus and later at the Conservatoire as well. Their letters show them not as famous artists, but as two friends in everyday life. It's precisely this that brings the man behind the monument to life.